Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
What comes to mind when you think of the word feminism? Is it equality between men and women? If you put it that way, feminism might sound like a good idea. But in my new book called Who Killed the American Family, I show just how extreme the feminist goals really are. The nuclear family and its traditional gender roles have always been a target of radicals. In the 19th century, Karl Marx called for the abolition of the family. Karl Marx and his partner, Friedrich Engels, understood how important the family is in creating liberty, civil order, and smaller government. That's why they called for its destruction. When communists took power in Russia in the early 20th century, they tried to carry out Marx's wishes. The new Soviet government thought the workers' paradise they were supposedly creating would take away any need for families. The government would take care of children and the elderly. Women would not need men either, because everyone would be dependent on the government. We know now that those ideas did not work. Most modern-day feminists do not wear the label Marxist, but some had communist training in their younger days, and many share Marx's hatred for the nuclear family and for the woman's place in it. Feminists mock the idea that any woman would choose to stay home and raise her own children. Feminists seek to erase differences between men and women in every part of life, from the legal to the biological. In the 1970s, before Ruth Bader Ginsburg was on the U.S. Supreme Court, she wrote that our laws needed a complete overhaul in order to get rid of the notion that men are the primary breadwinners and their wives took care of the children. Instead of equality, the feminists promote a rule of interchangeability of the genders. But sensible people know there are many differences between male and female that simply cannot be erased by just passing laws.
The American traditional family is under attack. Until now, no one has had the courage or wisdom to say who is responsible. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family?, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the culprits and their motivations. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder. For a full body detox with 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Times. You can never be too What's up? All right, enough of that. Hey, I got back from my trip. I made it back alive, and I had to fight the TSA. No, it wasn't a fist fight. It was more of a verbal confrontation. I don't fly very often, and when I do fly, I fly Dos Equis. No, I opt out, of course. I opt the fudge out. Well, that didn't sound right. Anyways, I opt out, and I did so this past weekend when I flew from New York to South Florida. I was expecting to see the naked body scanner / radiation devices in the Fort Lauderdale airport. But for whatever reason, and I can speculate as to why this was, but for whatever reason, the scanners were not in use. They actually had a sign on them not to use them, and the regular metal detectors were in place. So I went through with no problems flying out of Fort Lauderdale. Well, flying back from New York, of course, there was some naked body scanners, or more importantly, radiation devices that were being used for the sheep. And I, of course, being the activist I am, had to opt out. I had to. I just could not see myself going through that device. You know, of course, I could have sacrificed my health a little bit. And, you know, we all make choices sometimes and pick and choose our battles. But I was flying, and I was going to say, you know what? If I'm flying, at the very least, I'm going to opt out to this madness. And I'm not the first one to opt out to it. I won't be the last one, hopefully. But I filmed the experience. But before I could film it, I had a little bit of an interesting encounter. And I wanted to share this with you. So, when you go through security, you have to put all of your stuff in these baskets. You gotta even take your shoes off. So I did that. I put all my stuff in the baskets, all my shoes off. And I put my cell phone right on top of my stuff because I knew I was gonna have to opt out. And my stuff went through and I told the guy, I'm going to opt out. First of all, he could have let me go through the metal detector because they were allowing some people to go through the metal detector. I don't know what the rhyme or reason was behind letting some go through the metal detector and others not. But rather than saying, yeah, sure, sir, if you don't want to go through the scanner, go through the metal detector, he instantly said, oh, so we got an opt out here? And I said, yeah, you got an opt out here, buddy. So he pulled out some card. I don't know what the hell this card was. It's like a cue card, his opt-out card. He said, stand over there, sir. We're calling somebody. And we got an opt-out. So I was escorted through the security. I said, hey, I want to keep an eye on my stuff. What's going on here? You know? So I was escorted through. And I said, I want to grab my phone for my stuff to film this encounter. He said, hey, no, you can't do that, buddy. You can't touch your stuff. I said, what do you mean? He said, you can't touch your stuff. It's been through screening. Until we're done with you, the protocol is you can't touch your stuff. I said, well, I know the TSA protocol allows for me to film myself, and if I can't touch it, then how can I film myself? And he said, oh, I guess we got ourselves a catch-22 here. And forgive my accent, but that's how I sounded. That was a real-life reenactment, if you will. Or a realistic reenactment, rather. So I asked there was a cop standing nearby, and I said, hey, would you mind filming it? And he said, no, you're on your own, buddy. You're on your own. Cop sounded a lot like the TSA agent, I guess. Finally, I said, well, I want to talk to a supervisor. So the supervisor came over. The supervisor's in a shirt and tie. You know, he's not in the same uniform the other guy's in. And he comes over and he says, "Oh, you want to film? Well, why do you want to film? There's cameras everywhere." I said, "Well, I don't have access to those cameras." He said, "Oh, well, I don't know what we can do for you." I said, "Well, will you film the process if I can't touch my stuff?" He said, "Oh, no, no, no. You're on your own." Said the same thing the cop said. So finally, after me continuing to persist, he said, "Well, all right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do you a favor. Just this one time." He says, "I'm going to screen your arms to make sure there's nothing on your hands and your arms, like there was going to be something. And if you're okay on your arms, after I pat your arms down, then I'll let you take the camera and film the rest of the process." So I bit my tongue and I said, "All right, screen my arms, have at it." Screen my arms, and that is when the filming began. And you can see that at my YouTube channel at bobtuscan.com. So I got to film the process. I got to hold the camera up as I was being groped and touched inappropriately, as he stuck his hands on my junk and his hands in my pants, literally. I've documented all of this. And at the end, he noticed there was something in my pocket, which was just some random cash and a few receipts, and he had me take those out. So I took them out, and they were put on the table. And I want you to listen to the conversation that ensued from that point on. I'm going to play a brief clip here, and then we'll comment on that in just a second.
Not yet. Okay. My cash. All those Federal Reserve notes are printed out of thin air. They're debt-based currency.
So for those that don't have the video in front of them, he's going through my cash and touching each dollar bill of the measly cash Federal Reserve notes I had in my pocket. And he's checking. He's doing his job, folks. Just doing his job. And I said, let's take this opportunity to try to educate this schmuck on the Federal Reserve.
You know about the Federal Reserve? It's a private central bank.
I got a degree in economics.
You do?
And a degree in political science.
Really?
So let's spare me the service.
Okay, so you know about the private central bank.
Yeah. Okay, you're good to go.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. No, we're good to go. Well, all my questions were top secret, of course.
Well, it's secret security information.
By the way, those questions he was referring to, I asked him if many people opt out. He says, "Oh, that's top secret. This is all in the prequel to the clip you're hearing now, which is on the video at bobtuscan.com. And I asked him, so it's top secret information if people opt out or not. And I also asked him how many people he's caught doing this. That too, of course, top secret. So top secret because, well, quite frankly, we don't know that they've caught anyone that was really doing something besides the one or two people that were FBI patsies. It continues.
All right, I got you.
You don't want to get stuck away with the bad guys.
He says, you don't want to get stuck away with the bad guys? Let's see if, Rich, rewind that just a little bit, Mr. Producer, because this is where the conversation got a little compelling.
Of course.
No, it's secret security information.
All right, I got you.
You don't want to give stuff away to the bad guys.
Oh, you don't want to give stuff away to the bad guys.
Who are the bad guys? I'm wondering. Are we the bad guys, the American public, or no?
You read the papers?
I read the papers all the time.
You know who the bad guys are.
I know who Larry Silverstein is, do you?
No.
You don't know Larry Silverstein?
No, sorry.
He's the guy who owned Building 7 and blew it up in free fall speed.
Really?
Yeah. You ever see the footage of Building 7's collapse?
Yeah, because Buildings 1 and 2 fell on top of it.
Yeah, but only little problem is it fell at free fall speed several hours later.
So.
Yeah, actually, architects and engineers for 9/11.
Are you an engineer?
All right, so as you can hear, I battled this gentleman for a little bit about 9/11, which my wife was freaking out about afterwards. She said, "I can't believe you brought the Building 7 conversation up in the airport as you're being harassed and molested by the TSA. Folks, that's not all that came from my trip to New York. In just a moment, we're going to bring on a very dear friend of mine who brought some really interesting stuff to my attention with my trip to New York. We met and we had dinner, and I said, you know what, let's do the show on Monday. After having a great conversation with him, I decided to extend it, so Not all crazy harassment came from my trip. Some good came as well. And when we get back, Mike Ribera will be joining us for an enlightening encore to our discussion we had in person, face-to-face, this weekend during my trip. All right, folks, that's coming up in just a second. Don't go anywhere.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Tough guy, you want to mess with TSA? Huh? All right, yeah, all New Yorkers, I guess, sound exactly the same. And, of course, I come from the 6th borough of New York, which is South Florida. It was quite the event, quite the encounter. Of course, again, it's on my website. If you want to watch me being groped, I know a lot of you out there really want to see Bob Tuscan being molested. Yeah, hopefully you're doing so with your pants on. But if you do want to watch me get groped, you can go to the website and check it out. Yeah, Doug Owen, Blacklisted News, just wrote me, sorry you got felt up. No, man, some people pay for that. I got to film it and put it on my YouTube channel, make a scene out of it, and show how ridiculous the whole process is. People already know. Again, I'm not the first one, and I won't be the last. But not all bad came from my trip. I got a chance to meet with a guy named Michael Ribera. He's been a friend of mine for a while. He's been calling into the shows for years. I think I first heard him call into Mark Passio's show and got familiar with his views on things. He's called my show for many years. You might know him as Mike from New York. And Mike, all New Yorkers sound the same, don't they?
Well, what do you mean, Bob? Are you saying all New Yorkers sound the same? That's all messed up.
You certainly sound like one of those TSA agents.
I don't know what you're talking about, Bob. I don't hear it.
Okay, well, we'll forgo our stereotypical New York accent and focus on some of what we chatted about. But you really have gone through an awakening process like so many of us in the last 5 or so years, and you've come across some interesting topics and some interesting materials, and we kind of fleshed out, you know, we had our person-to-person meeting where, you know, we gave each other a story, we got a little, you know, what's that called? Behind-the-scenes, E-True Hollywood story, E-True truth or story, if you will, and learned a little bit about what led you to your process, if you will, you know, down the rabbit hole and so on and so forth. And for you, Mark Passio's work really helped with a lot of that, right?
Yes, Mark's work has been, it really can't put a price on it or really put a sentence on it. But it's, without a doubt, he is puts out the most positive information that anyone can use to really improve their life, improve what they know about themselves and how they can really make a change.
Yep. I agree. I completely agree. And he also cuts through the New Age BS, of course. And that's something you're fond of, being practical and not just sitting there and saying that if you think positively, everything's going to be okay and the TSA will stop groping you eventually.
That's right. You know, a big part of, you know, making a change is self-responsibility, self-ownership. Without that, you can't do anything. You know, it's the old saying, you can't love somebody if you don't love yourself. Well, you can't help anybody if you can't help yourself. And we find ourselves in a position a lot of the times where we can't help ourselves or we don't know how. You know, and I think looking at Mark's work, you can really, you know, start to fine-tune where you're weak and where you're strong.
I think so. And I think that sense of responsibility is very important. And what is responsibility? Well, if you heard my cadence there, response, responding, ability, your ability to respond. And most people have been robbed of that. All that fluoride in that water up there in New York, I guess, prevented that TSA agent from responding to the ludicrous actions he was going through.
That's right, yeah. Even at our dinner, the water boy would gladly add extra fluoride at no charge if we wanted.
How funny was that? I asked, I said, hey, is the water fluoridated here? And he looked at me like he had no clue what the hell I was talking about.
But he was gladly in the water, and there's more of it if you needed it.
he said after he cut on, he thought I was asking for it as if I wanted it there, it seemed.
Yeah, like it was on the menu.
yeah. Yes, sir, we have some fluoride water just for you on the menu. That's right. Because people will gladly take it and continue on their sheepish ways. So we got to talking, and I was telling you a little bit about my personal life and how I've had some changes in the last couple years that I had to make for my son, and a lot of it has to do with financial BS. I had to be practical and say, you know what? I have lived off the grid when I was single and lived a very self-sufficient lifestyle on nothing. I basically left to Mexico, got off the grid, moved to the middle of nowhere with not a dime in my pocket, literally, and grew all sorts of fruit trees and sustained down there. I talk about it, of course, in my first Free Your Mind lecture. But I realized that, you know, hey, I had more to live for. I had to come back, continue my activism, and start a family. And I met my wife soon after, and then, you know, a couple years later, we had our son, and now we're 2.5 years later, and I'm saying, holy smokes, I better get some stuff in order so that I can get off the grid again, so that I can get that piece of property, and I can get those solar panels and that supplies that I need that, unfortunately, whether you like it or not, require Federal Reserve notes to get these things. I mean, I hate it. It's completely Pollyannish and naive of someone to think that during the current confines of our system, we can completely neglect it and think that we're going to protect ourselves and be able to have the ammunition, literally, in a sense, and the guns and all the other preparedness products to protect us. You have to be a complete ignorant schmendrick to think that if you just sit there, everything's going to be taken care of. So that New Age BS Pollyannish attitude is something we were discussing, and something that, of course, Mark talks about in his work, and you do as well in your research.
That's right. You know, if you think you're going to sit back and have a positive thought and put no effort into actually making that happen, you're living exactly in the system that they want you in as a slave. Think you can wish your way out of slavery, you're wrong. If you think you can wish your problems away, you're wrong. It takes courage sometimes. You know, we don't all want to do these things, but unfortunately, you know, you're going to have to own up for what you did or didn't do at the end of the day.
And the idea is to get on your feet as quickly as possible and then to get out. And, you know, I'm a younger guy. A lot of my listeners know this about me. I haven't had the chance to save and everything else. So I just want to get the bare minimum out there so that I can protect my family and get off the grid and all that. And we talked in great detail about that during our meeting in New York. And I want to get to that, and I want to talk about ways to do that, and I want to talk about ways to recoup your standing in this corrupt financial fraud, debt-based, slavery-based system, because if you have had issues with it, there are ways to combat it from within and then get yourself out of it ultimately. We're talking with Mike Ribera tonight. We'll come back with more of this fascinating conversation on the other side of this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
It certainly is an interesting paradigm, this world we live in, where we have to deal with debt-based currency and debt fraud on a regular basis, kind of play the game in order to move beyond and get ourselves prepared for the ultimate battle, which is this war on humanity. And we talked about this in great length. Mike Ribera joins us tonight on the show. He's a friend of mine. We got a chance to meet up at a recent dinner in New York. I traveled to New York for a few things, and I got a chance to meet with him. He's been calling in and communicating with us for years on the show, and it was nice to finally get to meet you, Mike, in person.
Yeah, that was great, Bob. It was a pleasure.
And we'll see you at the Free Your Mind Conference, too, which is, coming up quick. We are now in February, which means we have 2 months, two frickin' months until the Free Your Mind Conference. And, of course, I'm busting my ass.
You are, Bob.
Yeah, it's tough, dude. Really tough. So, but here's the deal. So, the talk we had was something that I was not expecting. Excuse me. The direction that it had headed in, I was not necessarily expecting, because you turned around and said, well, hey, Bob, you know what I do, right? And I said, what? You said, you know what I do? And I said, yeah, don't you have a business you inherited from your dad and blah, blah, blah? And you started getting into more detail about your business than I had ever heard before. So why don't you tell me a little bit about this and how this business, which is not really a business, it's more of a service, if you will, in the true sense of the word. Tell me a little bit how this came to place and how it can indeed combat this system that we live in.
Sure, Bob. Thank you for going into that, because there is a huge misconception on, you know, really what we do. You know, the system as it's run is the debt-based system. The way they track you is by your credit report. That credit report is linked to the social, and your date of birth is also a big part in that. There's a whole history behind that. Everyone can go look into that. But basically, as you develop new debt, new credit, it goes on your credit report. With the first credit bureau, technically, was Equifax. They were developed in 1899. Okay, you can go look that up. But they've been around for a long time. All right. So nowadays, a lot of this debt is bought up by other companies. They'll have strange names. You know, they'll have a lot of occult logos in their letterheads and things like that. You can always look for. But one thing's always certain is all they do is buy up debt. They buy up electronic files, and what comes down to is proof is in the paperwork. We all hear that. It's in black and white. It's very simple. Do they have proof of debt? Can they prove that this account is yours? All these are questions. And really, what your credit report is made up of is not fact. It's made up of a bunch of claims by these other companies that report to the credit bureau. They're sort of the mommy and daddies of the situation. There's three major credit bureaus. There's Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. They don't care what the other credit bureau says about your credit. They have their own rules, their own things that they go by. And basically what they really are, they're a bunch of computer servers nowadays. But they basically dictate yes or no. Is this account allowed to be on your credit or not? So what I really do in my service is I get down to the nitty-gritty. What is debt? Can they prove it? Can they prove it to the credit bureau? See, they don't need to prove it to me or you, the account holder. They're not really beholden to you, but they're beholden to the credit bureaus. And that's where I come in, and that's what I do, is I exercise those rights already set up that, you know, can they prove this debt? If they can't, well, guess what? They don't have the right to be on your credit report at all. So that means, A, you never had to pay the debt in the first place because they couldn't legally prove it. And B, you can continue on with your life. It's not following you around. Now, the big term when you hear in the truth movement, usually when you first get in, is get out of debt, get right with God, get your guns, and get your gold. Okay? Get out of debt. Very blanket statement. You know, what does that mean? How do I do that? You know, you can pay all these companies, these occult setup companies, to rob you, or you can dispute them yourself, all right? That's what we exercise, okay? And I dispute directly to the credit bureaus. I don't talk to the companies. I don't care what the companies say. You know, I can send a bill to Bob Tuscan for $25 billion, or trillion dollars. It doesn't make it fact, all right? And that's what these companies are doing. They're sending you a bill that they made up in an expensive crayon with their letterhead, usually with an occult symbol, saying you owe them XYZ. Well, prove it, okay? And that's what we really want to say to these companies. You know, it's one thing to sit there and pay them and have the account sit there on your credit report for 7 years. and it's another thing to dispute.
What happened? Where'd he go? Okay. Mike, your phone's breaking up. Are you there, man?
I'm here. I'm sorry, Bob.
Okay, go ahead.
You hear me?
Yeah,
okay,
I was at the edge of my seat listening to this, and then all of a sudden it clipped out. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. Basically, you can pay it, have it sit on your credit report, lose the money, and be a sucker for 7 years. Or you can dispute it, get it off your credit report, and then from there you have the freedom to do whatever the hell you want with your credit.
So, okay, so let me get this straight. You're saying the wisest thing to do is to not pay these debts, because then you are essentially volunteering yourself into the debt-based system, and you're going to be scarred as a result.
Well, yes, and I want to make a very clear distinction. I'm not telling you to pay nothing, because that's not what I'm doing. I'm telling you that if you have open credit that you're currently using, it's in your wallet, you're swiping it, well, then guess what? Start paying it, because if you don't, you're going to be in trouble. But these collection companies that are a different category on your credit, it's not really considered revolving anymore, because the original company, Macy's, Visa, whoever, they sold it to another company. So technically, the little back-end story on this is the original company writes off your debt at the end of the year. They get it back from Uncle Sam. Isn't that a great thing? So now, your debt's technically been paid off with the original company. Now, they sold your account to another company for pennies on the dollar. So now this new company is now calling you for more money on top of what the original amount was. And the chain continues. You know, it can be sold time and time again for various reasons. You know, and the more they sell it, the better off, the better chance of removing it from your credit report entirely.
Interesting. Somebody just asked in the chat, do you have a website?
Sure. You can go on to my website. It's SouthShoreCredit.com. That's South, like the direction, Shore, S-H-O-R-E, Credit, C-R-E-D-I-T.com. You can go there. You can message me. There's no, you don't have to sign up. There's no login. There's no nothing. You can just message me, and I'll respond, because that's who we are. Consultation's always free. If you're serious and you have a real question about anything, credit-related, even something that, maybe a debit account, things like that, we're here to help you. We're here to answer your question in any way that we can.
Interesting. So, Mike, how did you come across this, and what kind of experience do you have doing this? Is this something that's common? Do you do this often? What's your experience with all that?
Sure. Well, how this really started is, I'll go into it quick. My father was in the same situation as everybody else in lower income class, middle America. Bad credit, can't do anything, and what do you do when you need to do something? All right, you have kids, you have a responsibility, and you need to make
an action. I can definitely relate to that. We'll pick it up there when we come back. We got 1 second left. Segment left, rather, and we'll continue from that point on. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Justin Show.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times are tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
So this is a little bit off the beaten path for us, but this conversation Mike Ribeiro and I had this past weekend was very important to me, and Mike's helping me out. I'll go ahead and share that in full disclosure. He's helping me out, and I took him up on his services. I think it's going to help me. I have a few blemishes that are there, like so many people, and I want to take care of them so that I can get beyond my current situation. I don't have to rant. I can get a little bit of safety and security and have a little bit of extra. And then, of course, I will be breaking free from the system altogether once again. Mike, you were telling me a little bit about how your dad came up with this initiative. But before we get to that, your website one more time and a phone number maybe people can reach you at.
Sure. The website is SouthShoreCredit.com. That's S-O-U-T-H, Shore, S-H-O-R-E, Credit. .com. And my phone number to my office is 631 area code 9100. Again, that's 631-226-9100. All right.
And you actually pick up the phone call. It's just you. This is not a big business. And
no, it's family owned and operated. We are a small business.
Yeah, sure. And your and like we were just getting into, your dad helped to develop this protocol, and we'll give out the phone number and the website one more time at the end of the show tonight if you missed it. But tell me a little bit more about how your dad came across all this.
Well, you know, he was in the same situation as everyone else. Couldn't make a move. He was actually in Virginia Beach looking at different houses. He didn't know what to do. We were in New York, and he didn't like it down there. He didn't want to move, you know. And, you know, God just, in my opinion, put the right person in his path. He met her, met this woman, taught him how to fix his credit pretty much over lunch. And, you know, he said, no way. He said, this doesn't work. And he did it for himself. He tried it on himself first. You know, and it worked. Within 8 months, he turned his credit standing around. And he was in pretty bad shape, I have to say. You know, we've been able to help people with bankruptcy, judgment, garnishment, frozen bank accounts, anything that they come across. It's nothing that he hasn't seen before in his own life, because he's had to do it all. He went the hard way before he learned the right way on how to do it. You know, he always said he wished he learned this years before he did, because it would have changed his life much earlier. You know, and since that point, he personally went and saw his own clients. So he started in Brooklyn where he grew up. He would go to anywhere in Brooklyn, anywhere in the Bronx, anywhere in New York, anywhere in Long Island, sometimes Staten Island or Jersey, tri-state area. But that's what I do. Is I stomp on the pavement and I go out there and I meet the clients face to face. I tell them the straight up. I don't sugarcoat anything. I tell them how I see it, and you know, and I'm real with them. I look them in the eye.
I don't know how you do it considering the weather I left. You're getting slammed now. I'm a Floridian, haven't gone up there for just a day with the negative 10 degree weather and the wind and snow and all that. And, you know, you're up there in the nastiness of the different different boroughs. You know, you're in Queens, geez, I don't know how the hell you do it, man.
You know why? Let me tell you, I love. And it's a tough profession in this world, but I love helping people. You know, it's sometimes the toughest thing to do. But let me tell you, Bob, the most rewarding. You know, we've been doing this 14 years, and we've been able to turn so many lives around in the worst economic areas, depressed areas you can imagine. And let me tell you something. There's nothing more rewarding than that. At the end of the day, you know, if I didn't help somebody, that's when I want to go back and out, do it better. I want to go out there and really improve someone's life. And how do I do it? I got to work hard, you know, because improving life is not easy. You know, my dad improved his life. You know, I've improved my own personal life through the work of Mark Passio.
Has it ever not worked?
And to be honest with you, there are times when, yes, we can say we can't help you. Now, normally the reason being, you know, it might be that this is way too recent, or, you know, maybe like a bankruptcy issue where we got to wait till something finalizes. But it's usually a time issue. And we'll be straight and we'll say, look, you know, 6 months, come back, we'll have a way better shot at really doing this. You know, at that time, hold still, this is my advice. You know, There are times when we will not start a job unless we know we can make an improvement. And I want to be honest with people. There's no guarantees in life, and anybody that ever guarantees you anything in life, I would really think about. Okay, because most of my guarantees in my life have been filled short. Okay, you know, but we do have a success ratio of 80% or better. Okay, and if 80% of that debt off of your credit report isn't an improvement, then you know what? You know, I don't know what is. You know, and that's the truth. You know, if you don't have to shell out, settle, force yourself into an agreement with another company or entity, that's good. Okay? If you can dispute it, if you can fight these people, and then at the end of the day, they go away, they stop the phone calls, they stop the letters, all right? And let me tell you, if you've been getting your salary garnished 10% taken out every week for how long? we can stop it. We can stop it. The day it started, or later. We will, let me tell you something, the companies don't like us. The government probably doesn't like us, because you know
good.
Why? That makes you a special place
in my book, that's for sure.
Good. You know, and let me tell you something, Bob, and this is my first time ever coming out on the radio with this. I would never want to be anywhere else but on the Bob Tuscan Show. You know,
well, I appreciate
you,
it, man.
You are really solution oriented.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, obviously this is a business and whatnot, and that's all great, but I saw this as an opportunity for me personally to conquer my credit, and because of my solution-oriented approach to the show, I thought I would be completely remiss if I didn't share this with the listeners. So that's my intention here, is to have people hear you out, call you up, check it out. If it works for them, great. If not, no harm done. But I really think it's something that anyone should look into if they're in this situation, because at the end of the day, trusting what your creditors and debtors tell you, it's not the right way to go about it. I know that. I know that they'll lie to you. I know that they'll put a blemish on your credit and everything else, and you'll just go through the rigmarole of the system and never get anywhere and continue to be a victim. What you've presented to me thus far is sound or coherent in my mind, and I've taken you up on it, like I said, personally, and I think my listeners should check it out as well. We're talking with Mike Ribera tonight about his initiative to try to help do the right thing with your credit and get rid of it, and get rid of your debts and not pay them back, because that even hurts you more, but to deal with it with the right protocol. And he has been helping people do that now for some time, taking on his father's legacy with his company, South Shore Credit. The website, let me see if I get this right, Mike. South Shore, SHORE, SouthShoreCredit.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, cool. And they can call you too. What's that number again?
631-226-9100.
All right, you were breaking up. Let me make sure I got this right. 631-226-9100?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
All right. And I pick up the phone there myself when I'm there. You can speak to me personally. Leave a message and say you're from the Bob Tuscan Show. I'll take care of you.
All right, so can I prank call you? That's my next question.
Only Bob Tuscan.
All right, because you'll be in a long line of people that receive prank calls from me. But don't worry, you're in good company.
You don't want to get yelled at from a guy from New York, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'll throw a bagel at your ass, or a slice of pizza or something. All right.
No, we don't waste good pizza down here.
No, you know, that's true. All right, Mike, thanks so much, buddy. We'll have to do this again, and I look forward to seeing you at the Free Your Mind conference coming up.
I'm going to be there, and I hope to see everyone out there. Thank you.
All right, take care, buddy. All right, folks, we'll be back at it tomorrow night. I've got an exciting show on permaculture set up for you. Don't go anywhere. OCD coming up next. Love you guys. Take care. Crazy ballads out of town. Just those crazy ballads out of town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With financial.